I can say it was humiliating to me when I had to figure out whether or not I could vote.
Voting was yes, but serving on a jury, doing jury duty. And it was just humiliating when they called me and I was like, I had to figure it out, just dealing with the system in that way. So I can say I understand it from a personal standpoint. But the inability to participate in the voting process can have profound traumatic effects on justice impacted people. One of the ways is that it's a significant loss of a political voice. So both the individual and the community, imagine that Metro Atlanta holds a lot of justice impacted people. The highest numbers of people on long-term probation. And so if you have a whole community where a large percentage of the community, even if it's 10%, is unable to participate in their civic life, then they are subsequently in a situation where they're feeling powerless and disenfranchised as both an individual and a community, because things are happening to you, but not through you. You cannot participate and contribute to the decisions that affect you. So that can lead to, you know, feelings of unworthiness, anxiety around, particularly in this high political season when there is, we're voting for a new president. There's the disruption of identity that occurs, where there's internal feelings of guilt and shame for not being able to participate. And you know, these kinds of things can have long-term psychological impacts on individuals internalizing feelings of unworthiness. Particularly for Black and Brown people, this is a significant issue because we have people who died so that we could vote, you know, and then to have that taken is a way for a decision, and it may have been many years prior to that moment. Seems like leaves you feeling like you are living in, like you're never escaping that decision that you made. And there's a lot of shame and guilt that can come with that.
I'm glad you touched on that. What I found when I was personally interviewing justice impacted people, mm-hmm. And the first thing was they had no idea they could vote again. Uh-huh. And then the uh-huh. second thing was, and this was a lot of men told me they had no desire to vote. Even if they uh-huh. could have it restored, they had no desire to vote again. And, uh-huh. you know, they gave me several reasons. Sometimes it was, you know, you don't know what the people are doing. And so why are you voting for people who are doing things that, you know, you wouldn't agree with? To one gentleman telling me that he wanted to be nowhere near the government. And so how does that play into what we've been talking about? Or is that another side of it that we need to discuss?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the idea of lack of trust. But why would you, and from that perspective, why would you trust a system that has harmed you in a lot of ways, in so many ways? And so, you know, there's an overall, you know, global application of the loss of trust. So if you disenfranchise a person enough, then you can stop suppressing them, because at some point they start internalizing that suppression and they will suppress and oppress themselves. Right? Mm. Like it's like removing the opening the door to a prison and the people never leave. Mm. Because once I imprison your mind, I don't have to do anything else to your body. Mm. And at the end of the day, if you have seen a system time and time and time disconsider your identity, live in and expand the inequities, then why would you want to participate in that system?
Okay. Wow.